Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the world on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest, and this is an amazing human, is Tom Beal, who has a gift for assisting you in understanding that it doesn't matter where you come from or where you may be right now. There are steps you can take today which can lead you to fulfilling your dreams, personally and professionally. He sees the superhero within you. It's so cool to see that. Tom, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, Mitchell. It's going to be a blast.
Yes, indeed. And I've known you for a little bit, and I've enjoyed our green room and unveiling who you are in a green room, and I love it. If the audience gets to see you through your customer point of pain, what is your CPOP?
Highly successful, miserable individuals.
Sort of sounds like an oxymoron, right? Did I hear Tom right? Highly successful, miserable individuals. And, you know, having been in Silicon Valley for 35 years, there are so many unique walks of life of individuals who you look at them and they've got this humongous bank account or all these things going for them. And then deep down, not their external persona, but in deep down, they're really not happy. And it's just, you know, there's so many different reasons. There's so many different characteristics. You know who you are. Tom, tell me more.
So I guess the way to describe it, like you said, it's an oxymoron for many. If you're that person, you know exactly who I'm talking to. You know, worth 500 or 5 million to 100 million and beyond, you know exactly who you are. From everyone looking at you in your life, it's like, man, that guy or that gal has the perfect life. But they don't step into the reality of you are human. You have insecurities from your childhood. You have insecurities of the great success that you walked into. I mean, look at many actresses or actors or sports athletes who come into hundreds of millions of dollars and a few years later are broke and or dead. They get caught up in all the other extraneous activities that we've been programmed. That's what I'm supposed to do, go to drugs and all this other thing. So when you know that I'm talking to you, you know exactly who I am. But for others, they're like, oh, that's just the boo-hoo, Mr. and Mrs. Rich guy, boo-hoo. But they're human as well, and they have problems. So in essence, they have what I term, and I've learned they have, is the back from the moon syndrome. So they achieved their greatest dream ever, and they made it home. And they're like, now what? I guess my ride's over. I guess I'm supposed to do what the movies and everything else tells me to, go hang out and party and become fat and happy and whatever. But that steals that burning desire. So I help those individuals who have gone to the moon, aka achieved more than they ever thought they could. You know, and realistically, like, man, my dreams have come true at levels I never even believed. Figure out what their Mars shot is, right? Because they've been to the moon and back, and many times they give up on, I guess that's it. I stepped up and I knocked it out of the park, and that's all I got. No. How can you set your Mars trip to give them that burning desire, to give them joy to be? You know, this life goes quickly. Don't let it waste. Don't squander it. I feel that burning desire, that reason for being here, that purpose is what got them to that level initially. But many times once they return, they just feel, well, I guess that's it. I help reignite that, and I help give them, you know, the holistic level of success.
And it's one-on-one, individual, confidential, obviously.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. One-on-one, individual, confidential. I'm like the attorney who hears the stuff that sometimes their spouses don't know. And a lot of times before they get to know me, like me, and trust me at that level where they share this stuff, they know that it's confidential. They're like, oh, this is really going to knock you off your rocker. I'm like, good, give it a whirl, but chances are good. I've heard it all, like, you know, all, like, so nothing surprises me. Why? Because we're human. And this comes with no judgment as well, because look, it's a crazy journey regardless of who you are, but I hear it, keep it confidential, and help get them from where they are to where they want to be.
Tom, could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Oh my goodness. So after being born to teenagers, raised around 4 divorces and 6 marriages, going to 9 different schools by 8th grade, raised around alcoholism, abuse, neglect, all sorts of craziness, that helped me. When I say that, they did have love, right? My parents did have love through that. So my mom taught me anything that you feel you want to achieve, if you believe in your heart and you give it your all, you can achieve it. So from that, I went on to become a national bicycle champion, number one honor man out of United States Marine Corps boot camp, number one in five separate sales organizations. And then I started, I started events way earlier, but then I started traveling around and attending events and learning from my mentors, the people that I heard on audio tapes, videotapes, read their books. I got to meet them, spend time with them. We're talking about Tony Robbins. I spent time at him and his wife's island in Fiji. I've met Zig Ziglar before he passed, Jim Rohn before he passed, Brian Tracy's still alive, thank goodness. Many of my mentors, friends in the secret, great friends with Joe Vitale, pretty much all of the best minds of today, to include the marketing minds, which aren't as popular, but in the marketing circles, I hung out with Jay Abraham, hung out, worked with Rich Sheffrin and Mike Filsaime, and was in the syndicate with Frank Kern and Ryan Dice, et cetera, et cetera. So investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in these world travels to learn things that very few people learn, and investing thousands of hours in study, in room with these people and studying their books, their audios, their trainings, and more importantly, implementing. So from all that, I kind of had a knack of hearing these highly successful people's problems, and from having conversations with them, say, hey, if I was in your shoes, have you ever considered this? And from that, several of them hired me, and several of them shared their success with their friends. And through word of mouth, I've been able to help several dozen friends who, from all outside appearances, have everything. The world is their oyster, yet they're human, and I've helped them have joy on top of the success.
Mm. Mm. I just could say that's tasty. Thank you. And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Oh man, sharing my credibility is one of the things that I learned a long time ago. The more you give, the more you receive. So I have all sorts of free, valuable stuff that I give on social media, whether that's Facebook, whether that's, you name the different social media platforms, YouTube, et cetera. I have an app, all sorts of resources where I give massive value. I speak on stages around the world when we're not in COVID lockdown. And that's how I give value. And that's many times when I speak in front of audiences, there's hundreds and there's several that I've spoken with thousands in the audience. And there's generally one or two in the audience who are a fit to work one-on-one with me. And they're attracted. They come up like, man, I like what you had to say. I'd love to chat with you to see if I can learn more. So I give massive value to those who aren't yet there, but hopefully open their eyes to the capability and capacity that they can get there. And not only can they get there, their being to the moon and back, their dreams coming true, but they can do it in a joyous manner without giving up other important aspects of their life.
Oh, absolutely. So if you're here and you're listening and or you're watching and you figured out what the oxymoron of highly successful, miserable people mean. So this is you, or this is somebody you know. You're going to want to reach out to Tom Beal. Tom, what is the best way for people to go about doing that?
One of the resources that I give massive value is through an app, whether it's iOS or Android. You can go get my app. It's free. It's a membership app. And in it, it has value in excess of over $5,000. There's actually a course that I did with a partner of mine that we charge $5,000 per person to attend. That's one of the many trainings inside my app. And you can access that at the website, thesimplifier.com. So go to thesimplifier.com, register for free, and you will be tapping into massive wisdom on your iOS or Android device via the app.
Beautiful. Tom, you are just an awesome human. Thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thanks for having me here today, Mitchell.
And you know, if you're still here, it's because Tom is so magnetizing, you can't possibly turn off. So what you need to do is turn him on to other people. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.